Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Chap Oscar Smith, his fabulous wife, Marcia. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide. And that
Joyce,
means
Joyce, Barry,
you.
And Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Ted Siuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation, broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire Joyce Barry to be your life coach, and that would be me. I love coaching as much as I love doing the show and coaching around the globe. I've been doing it for decades and want to make you a part of that world so you can step outside the box, have a bigger box, and take you where you have not gone before. Today's show is one of my all-time favorite guests, Chap Oscar Smith. He's one of the very few that I invite to be a regular on our show, which means every month minimally I'll have him on once because he makes such a profound difference, such an impact always. Whenever he opens his mouth, you can be assured that it'll be very wise words, inspiration words, and words of empowerment. So today the show is, if you see / hear something, say / do something. We have all heard that there are none so blind as those that will not see, and there are none so deaf as those that will not hear. What does that mean to you personally? We all know about the three monkeys, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Today we refute that. If you want to make a difference, if you see something, say something. If you hear something, say something. Whenever and wherever possible, do something. Whether it is bullying, hurting people, or witnessing any kind of misdeeds, you can be of help. As President John Kennedy said, if not us, who? If not now, when? Voltaire said, every man is guilty of all the good he did not do. Coach Joyce, yours truly, says you can make a difference, one person and one positive action at a time. So when we say, if you do see that evil, hear that evil, speak that evil from others, you be the one to refute that. You be the one to go out there and let's all stand together and fight for a better world and a world where we love and support people. God bless you, Oscar, for joining us today. You are truly one of my most favored guests.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. We're going to be talking today about some timeless truth, but I just want to share with the Joyce Barry and Friends family that you are handpicked. You are a handpicked chosen leader moving forward into the future. And that's why this show today is a real game changer, Joyce.
And how would you say why it is a game changer so people listen and know they can be a part of changing the game?
Well, you know, Joyce, for me, I have studied people and movements and, you know, government. You know, I have decided, you know, being in business, you know, I was successful in business as well, but I've decided, oh, 30 years ago, I mean, of course, I raised my family, I've had to do things, but there's been a heavenly calling on my life, a pull on my life for the last several years, 20 years, and I am pursuing God's great purposes. And I can identify with people who have taken time to wash themselves in the love of God, love of mankind, who works and lives to further humanity and keep us on the right and narrow. I mean, there's so much deception out here now that to find an honorable, smart, trustworthy leader like you is a rare gem, Joyce.
And I appreciate that. I'm humbled by it. But we need all the help that we can get from leaders, non-leaders. Everyone has to stand up and be counted today more than ever. There is just so much going on. We really need your help. And the best way that you can help today, in terms of timing, is go out there and vote. Vote people in that care about you, that care about democracy. That is the most important step you can take in today's world as we're leading up to the elections.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. We've got to make decisions today, Joyce, that are going to have lifelong impact for the generations that are coming up behind us. And it all comes down to desire. I mean, do we desire to live beyond ourselves? I mean, what's our desire? There's a selfish, self-centered desire that's remnant in our world today, and we just have to be careful, being proselytizing and doing all the other kinds of things, because we have to stay in integrity in the spiritual community. And as a pastor and a chaplain, I learned very well. I kind of felt that was going to be a regret. But the great Billy Graham, on his deathbed, shared with some close friends that if he had to do it over again, he would have never involved himself in politics.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, and I took a lesson from that, because, you know, what people are doing today, you have so much brokenness in the world, and broken people break. They live to see another person broken. They don't like wholeness. Have you found that?
Yes, absolutely. The world, it's just another kind of world. It was said that our president wanted to drain the swamp, but I have to say he did drain the swamp, and he brought them all up from out of the gutter to mix in with our society today. And it's just very, very scary, very scary.
Well, you know, one of the things, Joyce, that you and myself, we set some ground rules, the friendly fire today, and friendship, love for my fellow man is going to be my sheltering tree for this session. You know, I have found today the brokenness is at a, I've never seen a world like this with nobody trust each other. It's just the leadership is not visionary. And it's not just our president and our local politicians. We're just in a world right now where we have to cultivate the God kind of life and ask God to really come back and bless America, bless this world again, because all he had to do was take his hand off of it, and I believe he has, Joyce.
Yes, and it's very sad, very, very scary. We all have heard the story of you put a frog in a pot of slowly boiling water, and it boils so slowly that when he had a chance to jump out, he didn't because he didn't feel the difference. There's another thing. This is a quote by Mussolini. Take a chicken and pluck it one feather at a time and no one notices. So, folks, just to let you know, we did a show October 23rd in our archives called What Are You Noticing? Because that's really, really scary. That one little thing at a time and nobody notices. So the whole show was on What Are You Noticing? Because things are truly getting worse and worse and worse every day. So you need to stand up and be counted. There was a great article about that as well that I want to, it's called Fascism Comes Feather by Feather. That was a takeoff on plucking the chicken one feather at a time. I highly recommend it by Dixie Lottie, L-A-I-T-E, on the internet. Fascism Comes Feather by Feather by Dixie L-A-I-T-E. And I strongly suggest before you get to the polls, read that article. If it doesn't shake you up, as it did me, I don't know what will.
Well, that's powerful, Joyce. And we have to see beyond the present and not beyond the president, but beyond the present and our vision. That's what you are, Joyce. You're a pillar to come on 5 days a week, all the preparation, all the research, all of the guests lining up and scheduling guests. But there is a reward for visionaries at this hour. You have decided to, you know, go deep and look for the good in everything that's going on. And I believe you're powerfully encouraging hundreds and thousands of people. And I'm always honored to be a guest. So, yeah, I resonate with every sentiment that you're saying and will say today.
And I just want to say what's so scary, people that are very close to us, people we love, be it family or friends or business acquaintances, what happened in this administration, we're in a totally divisive world. So those people that for decades we saw eye to eye, yes, we've had our differences, all in the normal realm of differences as in any relationship. But today, people can't even talk to each other. There's like sides. You're on one side or the other, and no one's talking to anyone. And I would have to say that my biggest fear is that there will be a civil war. That's how bad things are today. The divisiveness is so extraordinary when it's our closest friends, our relatives, that are on the opposite side, and we just can't deal with it.
Well, I would imagine, Joyce, you invited Chap Oscar for one reason, and that's because I am going to stick and come from a spiritual view, and we see this in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, for those that are looking for a scriptural kind of response. You know, it says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's in Hebrews. And really, we have to fix our eyes on a sovereign much larger than we are as individual people. And we have a God that we are encouraged right now to follow. Now, I know you have different thoughts on this, but I just feel now we need some type of game plan that brings us all to the same page, and the Word of God has done that for me. I see more Muslims and people from other religions now that are starting to understand that we all need to come together as a people.
Oscar, actually, I do not have different thoughts than you. We are on the same page.
Oh,
we may worship a different God, but I often quote Jesus, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do," when here he was on the cross when he said that. So Jesus was into forgiveness. Jesus was into healing. I don't have one Bible. That's just the Old Testament, which is my book. Every Bible in the house has the Old and the New Testament. So I try to keep up equally on both because I do believe in both. I just pray to a different God.
Well, that's excellent, Joyce. I just wanted to make sure that when we pitch to the Joyce Barry and friends, we're not getting people confused. So we say, you and I say, wherever he leads, we will follow. And that he, God, if it's convenient. I have found that now, more particularly, my Muslim friends are asking me more about Abraham than I've ever had before. I have my Indian friends asking me. They're all types of religions, and I don't want to name them all, but you know, Abraham is a common denominator in most religions, and he faced challenges, just very much like the challenges we're facing today.
Absolutely. When I think of challenges from the Bible, who faced more challenges than Job? Who faced when he was stripped of everything, be it people, money, home, everything was stripped away, testing his faith in God. And I absolutely have faith in the Almighty because I do believe in miracles, I believe in angels, and we need all the help we can get in this world and beyond.
Oh, I'm so glad, Joyce, that we're off to a good start because, you know, one of the other things, and I think you're going to touch on some great pearls of wisdom and guidance, but one of my guiding scriptures is Psalms, you know, the 23rd Psalms. It says, "He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." And, you know, that's where I'm resting my staff today. He leads us beside quiet waters. And I find myself now, Joyce, looking for quiet waters.
Yes, absolutely. I just pray for peace every day, and I want to be happy. It's just every time I turn on the news, I just get so upset seeing those babies forcibly taken from their mother's arms, and 3,000 are still not united with their moms. I'm seeing things that I would never imagine from this great country of America. That our president's slogan, "Make America Great Again," well, America was always great. I think he has a typo error. It's "Make America Hate Again." So forgive me for being so strong about what I'm saying, but I am really nervous for transgender friends, lesbians, gays, civil rights people. No matter where you look, all these things that we fought decades to be where we are is being stripped away one by one. it's leading to a world of fascism and dictatorship. And the proof, by the way, there's a book called Trump Must Go, The Top 100 Reasons to Dump Trump and One to Keep Him by Bill Press, and it's very well documented. It's not artificial facts or alternative facts. It's true facts, really 100 reasons documented. And in another one I'm reading, Omarosa Manigault Newman, Unhinged, an insider's account of the Trump White House, Trump in the White House, Fear by Bob Woodward, Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House, Michael Wolff, Trumpocracy, The Corruption of the American Republic, David Frum. So my fear is, I knew a world we had a Democratic Party and a Republican Party, and today we have a Democratic Party and the Trump Party. There are no more Republicans. He says jump, they say how high, and it's very scary. They have no backbone, they have no courage. They just care about keeping their seat rather than fighting for a world of love, peace, and harmony.
Well, Joyce, I like I said, you know, I really am not prepared to have any other response than from the position from which Chap Oscar stands. And, you know, encouraging people to connect with a God who truly cares. And, you know, I open my prayers, hear me when I call. And right now we need to get on the right track and be a people of prayer. That's all I can say about that.
And by the way, Oscar, you're a chaplain. I so agree with you. Your job is to keep peace, to not take sides. I totally get it. I really do get it. And I have the utmost respect for you. I just had to get that off my chest.
I'm glad you did.
Because the fires are burning so strongly. Go ahead.
You have every right to feel that way, and I have gone way beyond. We've been friends for so long. I have gone way beyond critiquing your feelings.
I just want to say that my favorite prayer that really helps me, which is non-denominational, serenity prayer, Reinhold Niebuhr, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as he did the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen. And that helps me get through a lot.
Well, it certainly does, Joyce. And, you know, my mantra comes out of Matthew 6, 13, which is seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And we have to be faithful about seeking his kingdom, particularly in light of everything that you cited, the authors, the books. I'm sure there are books on the other side as well. But we have to declare our intent as spiritual leaders that we encourage people to seek first God's kingdom and God's righteousness. And God promises that all these things, which is involved with everything that you shared, Joyce, the answer, the solution will be added to us as a people.
Oscar, let me ask you this. As a chaplain, you mentioned, you know, you've gotten a lot of Muslim people come to you, other people. Would you say that now you're finding an influx of people who desperately need guidance and support and prayer because they're really fearful in this world?
Well, they're very fearful, Joyce, and a lot of pastors I pastor and counsel as a chaplain. When I wear my chaplaincy hat, you would not believe the amount of pastors and religious leaders that I counsel with. And, the Word of God tells us, my sheep hear my voice. And the sheepfold right now, we're seeing globally, the sheepfold are Muslims. They're coming into God's kingdom by the hundreds of thousands. We have people who practice other religions coming. We even have now, Joyce, I'm finding out, and I get this research. I'm not trying to speak as some authority figure, but I'm trying to share that even these denominations that we have here in America, they're folding. There's more churches going out of business and getting boarded up in this country. Pastors are leaving these pulpits by the hundreds.
And why is that? What is the correlation?
Huh?
Why are they leaving?
Because there's an expectation level. There was a time when a church could sustain itself, but people, from what I understand, their attention span on Sunday, I would say there used to be a time in my recent memory where Sunday was a holy day. Well, now here in Tennessee, you can buy alcohol. I mean, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, people have run you over getting to a football game. Or a Predators game, we got hockey. Don't want to pick on the Predators, but I'm just saying right now, God is third and fourth place, and that leaves these pews empty. And so I say, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give eternal life to them. And eternal life is why these other religions are coming in to the proper knowledge of the shepherds, which we know, God Almighty, they're coming into Christianity. They're coming in to a relationship with God. And I don't want to say Christianity because I don't meet many people who are authentically knowledgeable about even what Christianity is and their generations of religious people. So we're coming after the my sheep hear my voice people today.
Yeah, I understand, but I would think that the pastors, the chaplains that want to make a difference, shouldn't they be hanging in there when they're needed today for counseling more than ever?
Well, you would think that, Joyce, but what happens with what happens today, the churches have, and you made your platform about our president, but the pulpits today have been compromised. That's the easiest way that I could share it. So they stand up in the pulpits on Sunday and they start espousing political affiliations, and people in the pews, they're hurting. There's relatives. I have a friend right now who's got tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock going in for an open heart surgery. Walked in there on Monday, Tuesday, see his doctor, and, within 48 hours, he's getting open heart surgery. Do you think he wants to hear about politics or how tough life is? No. He wants prayer. He wants a spiritual solution. And
yes,
that's what's happening. These people are not, they don't want kumbaya meetings. They want to talk about, the practicality of what must I do now? I'm in deep waters. What's the wisdom? How do I live in truth? That's what I'm getting right now, even from pastors and religious leaders.
You know, you mentioned that about a friend of yours going through that surgery tomorrow. Well, I had a decades-long friend that went through major surgery 2 days ago, major surgery. I can't tell you, on just about every call you say, how are you, how's your family? Everyone has a story. Everyone is hurting. Everyone has someone that has cancer, or they do. It's just, no matter where you look, there's no peace to be found anywhere. So we have to fight for it. We have to hold on to any bit of joy or peace, anything that gives us comfort, solace. So as I said, I'm not a chaplain, I'm a coach, I'm a life coach, but as a chaplain, I would imagine your phones are ringing off the hook.
Well, I'm being smart about it, Joyce, because what I'm finding now is I'm finding a lot of people being disappointed, being told, like this gentleman, he is typical. He's my friend, so he's the exception. But he's typical of a person that would call the church. A, no one would answer. B, they, and I know, because these guys are my friends. They have, these local pastors have 8 and 10 month waiting lists to see them.
Wow.
So what do you do when you, I had a Mr. T, not a personal friend, but I heard him do an interview several years ago, and he was involved with the opiate addiction. He says, you know, he asked the guy, he says, what do I do on a Tuesday or Wednesday night and I want to take a hit of drugs? I mean, where do I go? There's not no churches open. There's no pastors accessible. The only one that he could go to is a drug man. And so we need to come beyond our drama on Sunday and be available in the marketplace. That's why my ministry, Joyce, I applaud everything you do with the coaching, success coaching. I applaud everything you do, counseling people, Ted C. Uber, my God, always trying to help people in business with marketing, witty ideas. But we have to be visible. We have to show up in the marketplace if we're legitimate spiritual leaders. We don't need to hide and just be available on Sunday. And we tell these people, do as I say, don't do as I do.
Good point, Oscar. And what I have to offer people 7 days a week, 24/7, is the ability to tap into this show and its positive messages. The website, the homepage is joycebarryandfriends.com. And for those of you who can't join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, 24/7, you can go to our archives and just arrow down. It's last show on top. Just click on what resonates with you. Just do that, and then you have access to every show, every guest, every topic. 8 years of show in the can, as they say. And Chap Oscar, as in using a Chap Oscar's example, if you like his message, you type in Chap Oscar Smith, all his show will come up on, in the search bar on the upper right of the homepage. You could put topics in, that topic will turn up. So do take advantage of that. That's my anecdote for all the madness in the world. And in the wise words of our health guru, here's more reasons why you should be listening. And we do mean every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy. Make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com, and spelled out, of course. And by clicking right under my picture on the upper left of the homepage, it says follow. Once you click on that, you need not miss any of our shows, any of our guests, any of our great topics. Follow will get you an email apprising you of that which you don't want to miss. You can download the shows. You can play them 24/7. All 8 years of our shows are archived. You don't want to miss any of them. Chap Oscar, what had you become a chaplain? What started that process? What inspired you?
I would say, Joyce, I grew up in church. I started finding, and I didn't realize this until later in my life, that God had placed godmothers and godfathers and mentors. I didn't even know what a mentor was when I was 18, 20 years old, 25. But all during my life, Joyce, I'm able to look back now at the landmarks God placed in my life. And I want to go back to Joyce Barry, the success coach. You are a landmark, Joyce, a mentor chosen by God. You've been identified worldwide as a credible success coach, a person who comes from the heart, a person, if people will listen. I know I've listened to you, and you offer the wisest of counsel. So I just wanted to put that in as a footnote. But those are the types of reflections that I made somewhere 40 years ago when I said, I want to live being transparent. I want to live in a way that people were willing to trust what I said because of the transparency of what I said and the declaration of I don't know everything, but I will never lie to you. I'm honorable, and I'd like to see you win as much as myself win. And so even in the street, I started building up what you call a street cred. And I'll tell you something, Joyce. It worked out to my benefit being a person with straight talk, because now I find, in fact, I had lunch with, and you've heard me talk about Chaplain Wayne Fleming, who's with the local sheriff's department, and he chaplains men and women on death row and in maximum security for 30-something years, 40 years, 38 years. And so, you know, his perspective of ministry and my perspective of ministry is a lot different from a bivocational pastor that shows up Sunday and tries to lead a congregation, or a pastor that stands in the pulpit and try to make everything rhyme and try to sing and, you know, cute little saying. It's a rough world out here. So you have to be dedicated to be in ministry today. And believe me, Joyce, the world knows a counterfeit when they meet it.
Well, the kind of chaplaining that he does, I can't think of anything that's really that hard, that sad, that scary, that frustrating to counsel people that you know are going to pass on imminently. Oh, my God, I wouldn't want to be there when that happens.
Well, we deal not only with the inmates, we deal with the families. And I can't tell you how many parole hearings that I go to, and there's no pastors there. There's no spiritual leaders there. In fact, my criteria now, have you asked your pastor? Don't come ask me to stand up for a relative if you've not asked your own pastor. And you know what happens? They don't get mad at their pastor. They get mad at Chap Oscar. So Chap Oscar now just has moments of truth with people. If they're unchurched, yeah, I would take a consideration. But if they have a pastor, a spiritual leader, or an advisor in their life, that's the one that needs to be spending 8 hours driving and sitting at these parole meetings and going making inmate visits. What Chaplain Wayne does, Joyce, I always share with Chaplain Wayne, in his world, Wayne's world, you have to be indicted to be invited.
Chap Oscar, you said people get mad at you. For what reason would you enter into that fray?
Well, this is the conversation that I hear, Joyce. Like sometimes a day somebody will call and say, well, Grandma, hey, you know, Pastor, I know you're a pastor. These are people I haven't talked to in 3 years. Hey, you know, my grandma's in the hospital. Would you mind going down there and making a hospital visit? Okay, who's your grandmother? I'm so-and-so. Well, what church does she go to? She goes to so-and-so church. She's a tither at so-and-so's church. She gives thousands of dollars a year. She's done this. She's been a good church member. She's a good neighbor. Well, I asked him, why don't you get that pastor to go to your grandmother? That's
yeah,
where
I was thinking the
starts.
Same thing. So what, that's a great question. What do they say to that?
They say, well, I can't see the pastor. I called 5 times. They don't return voicemail. And the ones I get say it takes 5 to 6 months to get on their waiting list.
Wow. Wow.
See, that's the problem with these mega churches, Joyce, these big churches. I know for me, you know, I am involved in a ministry now with maybe 100 people, 80 people, 200 people. I can't imagine somebody telling me, and I meet them all the time, hey, man, I got 20,000 members. I got 15,000 members. How in the world could you take care of that many people? And I mean, it's the walls are caving in on them, because these people now, we're at an age in our society where people need accessible help. When you call Joyce Barry Success Coach, you're accessible.
Yes.
And that's
the difference,
Joyce.
What you just shared reminds me of something when you talk about the mega churches. I've always been a follower of Joel Osteen. I loved his messages. I listen to them all the time. I have his books. Of course, his messages are very generic, and he thanks Jesus at the end of the sermon. But during the sermon, anyone can listen and feel like he's talking to them. And I was a huge fan until the hurricane, I forget which one it was, that he wouldn't open his doors to people that were driven out of their homes with a mega, mega, mega storm. He said he wasn't prepared. With all the money, his lifestyle and everything, that blew my mind that he wouldn't open his doors to help the people. Are you familiar with that story?
Very, very familiar, Joyce. I don't know Joyce. I don't know Joel, but I know Joel's brother. I met Joel's brother on several occasions. He's more into the accounting and the filmmaking side of that ministry. And there are two sides to that story. They did ultimately, after pressure, did open up the church. But the prosperity gospel, yes, name it and claim it. that world has a standard where they live another life than the people in the pews. They don't get to talk to these people. They don't get behind these gated communities. And I know good and well, you know, I know good and well if somebody called you or me or Ted to you. I mean, I can't begin to tell you how many times me and Ted meet. I mean, Ted is accessible. Chapask is accessible. That should be a criteria that you ask for in any kind of leadership today. These leadership make a declaration of accessibility and trust before they can stand in front of you and become an authority in your life. It's a conundrum to me, Joyce.
Yes, I hear you. I want to take a moment and really acknowledge you, Chap Oscar Smith. And I wrote this declaration for you. I call it Winning the Oscar, and it's an acronym, OSCAR. O is for outstanding, S for speaker, C for champion, A for author, R for regular on the Joyce Barry and Friends show. And then there's Smith, S for safety specialist, M man of faith, I inspiring, T talented, and H hero. And I have to say, you are my hero, Oscar Smith. You are my hero.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. Every time you share that with me, it's just timeless, and I appreciate it. I do not take that kind of compliment lightly, and I do want to say that you're one of the most emotionally sensitive, one of the smartest, intelligent people on radio today, and I just want to salute your brilliance. I want to encourage people to call, and I hope, Joyce, because I know how you are. You're kind of shy, but if you'll give people a way to contact you, even when they hear this program, folks, there's a big difference from a coach and a person that's accessible, and you don't need information. Like Tap Oscar, I don't need information today. I need the sound judgment of people like Joyce Barry in my life. And I'm making that appeal to people, Joyce.
Thank you for that, Oscar. I'm very accessible. Simply send an email to coachjoyce@aol.com. And in the subject line, you can put Oscar. I always like to know what show or person was responsible for people contacting me, because I love to hear from our listeners. You can put in any comment, any question, and in the text of the email, your name, phone number, and best time to reach you. And more often than not, I will get back to you. You can also message me on Facebook, on Twitter, and do become a follower of mine on Twitter and Facebook. I really appreciate loyal listeners, loyal followers. So Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk Radio, do become a follower. So, folks, we were talking about today, if you see something, say something. If you hear something, do something. And my question to you is, when are you going to take a stand and get involved? Please don't tell me that it's going to be someday, because if that's your thought, I wrote this just for all of you who actually believe there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one.
I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when?
And setting that song to music was courtesy of our extraordinary friend, our mutual friend, Ted Siuba. So, Chapaska, what message do you want to leave our audience with today?
I believe today, Joyce, we want to hang our hat on being illogical. I believe that is a word. And I want to get people, I want our listeners today, Joyce, to listen to what's been said, not for sound bites, but connecting with a God who truly cares. A God that says, I hear you when you call. And if we do nothing more today, Joyce, our souls are crying out in a language called love and trust and contentment and forgiveness. We are distracted, Joyce, at this hour by empty, clamoring, talking heads who are just as uncertain about this future as we are. And so I applaud this show. I wholeheartedly, to anyone that I know, recommend them touching base proactively with Joyce Barry. Get her name, get her number, get her access. She's always going to be available. And get people you can trust lined up proactively and not be reactive at a moment of panic.
I want to talk to people for a moment about your baby. One, the number one, big one, again, the number one, FM.com. That's your website. What is that, 24-hour music?
Yes, it's one of the most exciting involvements that I've been all my life. It's nothing but the ultimate favor of God. We have now, as of last week, Joyce, we became one, numeral one, B-I-G, one, dot FM. We're one of the rare, if not the first, we're the top two or three in all the world that's not dot com. We're dot FM. So as far as radio stations go, we're going to end up being in cars, everywhere you want it to be, one big one dot FM.
And when is that
going
to include talk radio, Oscar? When is the Joyce Barry show going to be on there? That's what I've been waiting for.
Well, Joyce, I'm so glad you asked. I've invited Ted.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah, we have, Joyce, you're going to love it. It's called Notorious Podcast B.I.G. we're already shaping the Joyce Barry and Friends podcast as we speak. So you're already involved with everything we do, Joyce. We are not going to ever do anything amazing without Joyce Barry. You can trust that.
I'll hold you accountable for that. I can't wait. We've been talking about that. I know how you support me and the show. I'm waiting to be a part of that podcast with our show. And my question to you is, if not now, when?
Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when?
Once again, music courtesy of Ted Cuba. And that's, folks, your question, too. When are you going to stand up and be counted? When are you going to make a difference? When are you going to find your niche? Because you do have a voice, and the voice matters. If not now, when? So the most we can do for ourselves, or something we should be doing, is to find a way to find peace every day, find a way to be happy. I just want to share this poem that Ted said to music as well, called I'm Happy. Hopefully that will inspire all of you in these very trying times. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and Friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. And amen to that. And as always, Chap Oscar, I always ask you to share with us a personal prayer for our audience.
Well, Joyce, today we pray, and we've had a phenomenal show. And so we just ask God to give us in these tender days a value of genuine humility and self forgetting about ourselves, and the capacity to ask for forgiveness. We ask that we become one as a world, and all these messengers of hatred, animosity, discord, that they just wander out into the abyss. And we're just asking now, Father, for a season of gentle, humble hearts that can come before you and give you all the glory. And in this we pray, we say amen.
Amen. And folks, my special prayer for all of you is may yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Thank you, Chap Oscar, for yet another extraordinary show. I love you on the radio, off the radio, in my life. You really matter very, very much to me and countless others. Folks, go out and make someone happy today. Go do a random act of kindness. Pay it forward. And we want to make you happy each and every day, so we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and you could do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.